For the final time today, I bring you a state track update on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. The announced attendance for day two at Drake Stadium, over 16,000. They said it's the second most attended Friday in state track history, pushing the two-day total to 29,751 in attendance today and yesterday. Should be a beautiful day again tomorrow. We'll see if they can come close to breaking some records. Our final event has wrapped up. It was the 1A boys 4x400, and Audubon picks up a 12th place finish with a 3:31.97. It was Aaron Olson, Zeke Conkler, Adam Obrick, and Brody Schultes. IKM Manning takes 15th in the same event, 3:33.10. That was Abe Polzine, Jace Luth, Justin Segebart, and Ross Kuzel. That wrapped up about 7:50. And then a little bit before that, we had IKM Manning finishing 24th in the girls 4x400. Taylor Beckendorf, Laney Gawley, Addison Bandow, and Kaylee Rasmussen ran a 4:27.88. And then a little before 7 o'clock, Coon Rapids Baird finished 12th with a 44.76 in the 4x100 for the Class 1A boys. It was Coon Rapids Baird made up of Wyatt Oswald, Colby Culbertson, Parker Hayes, and Caden Oswald. As we look back, some of our highlights from today, our medalists or qualifiers for finals tomorrow, that list looks like this. In the high jump earlier this morning for Class 2A, South Central Calhoun's Andrew Anderson finished 6th. Kemper's Ben Gerken was 4th. In the 2A discus, Evan Adams of Kemper finished 4th. In the 3A girls 4x400, Carroll qualified for tomorrow's final. They were 3rd today. They will run around 3:55 tomorrow. Two medalists in the 1A high jump, both on the podium, in fact. Trayvon Keeley of Peyton Sherdan was runner-up in 2nd, and Colby Culbertson of Coon Rapids Baird finished 3rd. And the 1A boys 4x200, IKM Manning finished 6th earlier. That was Jace Luth, Davis Rasmussen, Abe Polzine, and Ross Kuzel. That will do it for this Friday coverage from Drake Stadium in Des Moines at the state track meet. This update has been brought to you by Robinson Implement, Manning Municipal Utilities, Templeton Savings Bank, Christina's Flowers, Manning Insurance Agency, and Haley Equipment. Jeff Blankman, Casey Miners, Jeff Storyhan, and I have had so much fun bringing you all of this state track coverage with results, interviews, and photos from the Blue Oval here in Des Moines. And we have had no complaints in the weather department, and I hope that stays the same tomorrow. We are excited to be back for the third and final day of state track coming up tomorrow, and we will get started just after 9 o'clock, and the updates will continue on Kick 106.7 tomorrow. For all of our results today, you can find them at sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, for the final time tonight, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.